Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that we built just for you. Updated every day. To give you new fresh stuff every day. Articles, archives, Brain Thrust members are there. My newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you by email every week, every Sunday afternoon. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. Don Boudreau is our guest. He's a longtime founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of Globalization, professor of economics at George Mason University. Don, I know that as a libertarian, as a true blue, you know, you bleed libertarianism. I know you would like to abolish the Fed. And so my question is, we've had the Fed for almost 100 years. What would be there in its place if you abolished the Fed?
Well, what I'd like to see is you'd have private banks competing with each other, issuing their own notes based upon dollar reserves. Now that sounds crazy because we really haven't had it, but other places
how would that work in the marketplace? You're not talking about the currency. You still have the same currency.
Well, I'd freeze the dollar supply, whatever it is now, right?
But housewives would still use dollars to buy their groceries.
People would use currencies issued by different private banks.
Really?
And they would be,
You're right. That does sound crazy.
But it's worked in history. Scotland had that kind of system. Not based on dollars.
Does anybody do that now? Is that model anywhere in the world right now?
No, because central banks have become dominant, and central banks are really ways for government.
Let me make sure I understand this. You would be okay with not having one currency for the United States, one universal currency for the United States.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. I would be.
You may be right, but that will never, ever, ever happen.
No, politically. I mean, look, there are a lot of things. I would like to abolish.
Okay, since that's not going to happen, what would be the realistic thing that you would do? Because you want to abolish the Fed.
Return to the gold standard.
Okay, there's a good step.
Return to the gold standard, and you can have a Fed. You can have the Fed for some purposes, but I would take away. And by returning to the gold standard to do this, I would take away the Fed's discretion to create money. That's the big problem.
Yeah.
Don't want to have human beings with the discretion to create out of thin air increased supplies of the single
fiat
most
money.
Important commodity in the economy, money. Yeah.
Fiat money is what we have right now.
That's right. I'd return to the gold standard. And that would
And so how would you how like would you that. Flip that how would you flip that switch? I mean, how do you do that? Would you find out how much gold we have and say, okay, now? What kind of gyrations would the economy go through to make that happen?
Well, I mean, there would be adjustments, which is one reason why it's not going to happen. You know, costly adjustments.
Yeah.
In the long run, it would be better.
We've gone too far, haven't we?
Yeah, and unfortunately, when you go too far, it's generally only a genuine catastrophe.
Yeah.
That can cause. Really meaningful, good reform, because there's no way the government's giving up the power to create money. We're not going to return to frankly returning to a gold standard is no more realistic than the proposal that I first suggested to you. They're both not going to happen.
Yeah,
and it's unfortunate. The best we can hope for practically is for someone to be appointed chairman of the Federal Reserve who. Who is intellectually and morally committed to keeping money supply
low.
Stable?
Yeah, and could you say over a generation? Could you have that kind of a model over a generation and just continually lower the money supply a little bit at a time so it doesn't ruin the economy and then flip the switch to gold?
I wouldn't want to lower it. I would just keep it. Whatever it is now, I would
just don't increase it. And over time, get to the point where it wouldn't be a major gyration to flip to black, back to gold.
That's right.
Maybe a generational plan or something like that.
Yeah, because if it's kept stable for a whole generation, then in fact the government is, you know, has abandoned, voluntarily abandoned its ability to mess around with the money supply. Then it wouldn't be that difficult to go to gold.
Right.
What gold does is just constrain the ability of governments to issue money.
Don, no, I got to wrap it up.
Paper. They can't issue gold.
Thank you for the good job today. We appreciate
it very much.
Don Boudreau, ladies and gentlemen, professor of economics at George Mason University. That's georgemason.edu, by the way. GMU.edu, too. Quick break. I got to be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.